A new fast ferry service between Homer and Seldovia will start up next summer and make two daily runs between the communities between May and September. KBBI's Casey Kelly has more.
The Voyager was christened last week in Seattle. Michael Adams of Pacific Marine Technical Services on Bainbridge Island, Washington, is a consultant for the Seldovia Village Tribe, which owns and will operate the vessel. Adams spoke at last week's Homer City Council meeting, where the council approved a resolution allowing the city to enter into a lease with the tribe for a lot on the Spit, where a staging area and loading facility for the Voyager will go.
It's the Seldovia Bay Ferry Project. It is part of the Seldovia Village Tribe. And so it's the tribe itself which owns the boat and or the assets and will have the lease with you.
The tribe will lease the land for a little more than $7,500 a year and will be paying about $3,000 in annual moorage fees plus city sales and property tax. But before approving the resolution, members of the city council had a number of questions for Adams. Mayor Jim Hornaday wanted to make sure that SVT would be waiving sovereignty and paying the same amount to the city as any other tenant would. Adams assured him that they would.
We sometimes have lease issues and things like that. They would not be claiming they're immune from that.
I cannot speak to anything other than the ferry project, and on the ferry project, they are willing to pay all taxes and lease just as any other corporation would here in the city of Homer.
Hornaday also asked Adams about environmental issues. Some fast ferry catamarans in Hawaii have been criticized for not meeting minimum pollution standards. Adams says that won't be the case with the Kachemak Voyager.
Actually, I worked for Hawaii Super Ferry as well, the vessel that you refer to, and it is a completely different type of vessel. Our vessel is prop operated. Its maximum speed is 30 knots, and it doesn't have the same issues that Hawaii Super Ferry and the boats over there have had.
Besides passengers, Adams says the 83-foot Voyager will also have the ability to haul freight. The boat will be homeported in Seldovia, but he says the tribe is hoping to have a ticket office at the new Kachemak Shellfish Mariculture Association building on the Spit. In Homer, I'm Casey Kelly.